Thank you for holding. My name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor in the fraud department. Can I have your first and last name?
B. Feliciano.
Thank you. And what is your shipping address for security purposes, please?
PO Box 1328, Kapa'a, Hawaii 96755.
Thank you. Let me see. Okay. I see an order was on December 27th for 49.89 for our meal plan app. You stated to my agent you did not place this order. This order is fraud, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Do you recall by any chance doing a sweepstakes, ma'am, where you pay minimum price of $1 to $6
no.
for shipping and handling?
No. No.
Of an iPhone, iPad, or vacuum cleaner?
What was that again?
The initial order. The order could have been done by doing a sweepstakes where you pay minimum price of $1 to $6 for shipping and handling of an iPhone, iPad, or vacuum cleaner. Do you not recall placing
nope.
an order like that?
Nope.
Okay.
I do not have an iPad or iPhone, and I did not order a vacuum cleaner. No.
So what I'm going to do, because you're saying that you didn't place the order, I'm going to go ahead and file this as fraud, but I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud or welfare pending investigation, false claims or fraudulent charges may result as penalties such as a fine. Will that be okay with you?
Oh, yes.
Okay, give me one moment. A moment. Give me one moment. Okay, so I have canceled the account. Let me see. I have canceled the account, flagged as fraud, so nobody will be able to reopen this account back up using your information on my side. I have issued you four refunds. Two of $59.89 and two of $49.89. Those refunds will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Is there something else I can assist you with?
No.
Okay. If you have any additional questions, you give us a call back. Is there something else I can assist you with?
Nope. I am fully satisfied. Thank you very much.
Okay, and thank you for calling Customer Care. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.